Sometimes the Kansas landscape is loath to give up its secrets. Out in Cloud County in north central Kansas, there's a misty hill that's at the heart of one strange story. It was the home of Boston Corbett, the man who shot John Wilkes Booth. There's a new biography of Corbett called The Madman and the Assassin. It's by journalist Scott Martell. This is the first full-length biography of Corbett, and even now, much about the man remains elusive. There seem to be at least two versions of just about every story about his life. When you're done with this book, you may not understand Corbett much better, but you'll learn some things. Let's start with what most people already know. Corbett shot Booth, the man who assassinated Abraham Lincoln, in a barn in Virginia. Maybe because Booth was getting ready to fire on his pursuers, and maybe not. Corbett moved to Kansas after the Civil War, lived in a dugout south of Concordia. Then he worked as a doorkeeper in the Kansas legislature and battled mental instability before disappearing, never to be heard from again. But there's lots in Martell's book you may not know. Corbett's original first name was Thomas. He changed it to Boston after he was baptized there. He was a hatter. In the 1800s, hatters worked with mercury, the fumes from which could cause mental problems. Thus, the phrase mad as a hatter. Martell thinks that explains some of Corbett's actions, like castrating himself with a pair of scissors to keep away lustful thoughts after an encounter with prostitutes. He wore his hair long, perhaps to imitate Jesus, and people sometimes mistook him for a woman. Corbett spent 5 months during the Civil War in the notorious Andersonville prison in Georgia and left an almost broken man, unhealthy physically, and worse mentally. He moved to Kansas in 1878 at a friend's invitation. He farmed and preached. And while some people thought him a hero for killing Booth, Southern sympathizers were less kind. He relocated to Topeka in 1887 and started to work in the Capitol, but grew increasingly paranoid and argumentative. After drawing a pistol on some people he thought were making fun of him, Corbett landed in a Topeka mental asylum. After a few months in the hospital, Corbett stole a horse and made it to another friend's place in Neodesha, Kansas. Then, it seems, he rode out of history altogether. I've been to the spot south of Concordia where Corbett lived. It's a lonely, seemingly nondescript spot. For the most part, it seems, Corbett wanted it lonely. He tended to shoot at people who got too close. Never much of a farmer, he tried to capitalize on his celebrity as Booth's killer, but the thing he was best known for never seemed to do him much good. In the end, we're left with a necessarily incomplete portrayal of an odd but otherwise inconsequential man who found himself in a consequential place. If you're close to Concordia sometime, run past the homestead. Contemplate the accidents of history and the unusual man who did one big thing in life but could never cope with life itself.